ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Muhammad Mahmoud Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين Salamun alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome once again to yet another episode of The Bridge, a program in which we try to discuss the different supplications of Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi salam, supplications that have come in the form of a prayer manual known as As-Sahifatu As-Sajjadiyah. We have been discussing the seventh supplication of this prayer manual, and that is on the supplication of Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi salam during incidents of sorrow, painful occasions, and intense grief. We began discussing verse number 8 of this supplication, which is actually a sequel of verse number 7. First of all, in verse number 7, we acknowledge the fact that everything is in Allah's power, and He is the one who can intercept whatever he would like to intercept or give whatever he would like to give. We do not have any power parallel to Allah's power. After having acknowledged that, in verse number 8, we invoke abundant mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Holy Prophet and his infallible progeny. And then we say, وَافْتَحْ لِي يَا رَبِّي بَابَ الْفَرَجْ بِطَوْلِكَ. That means, open for me, my Lord, the door of relief through your graciousness. We mentioned something very important in our previous session, and that is that we are using the name Ya Rabbi, waftah li Ya Rabbi bab al faraj bi tawlik, meaning that actually we are drawing our attention to the fact that when we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we are actually asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, relieve me from the predicament by your graciousness, but that should be in line with your training me, because you are my Rabb, and the job and the task of the Rabb is to give me existence and take me towards my perfection. And therefore, O Lord, if this relief will not take me towards my perfection or will make me deviate from my perfection, then that is not what I would like. I would like that kind of relief that is in line with my training, O Lord. And that is why you find, وَافْتَحْ لِي يَا رَبِّي بَابَ الْفَرَجْ بِطَوْلِكَ. So, which means, open for me, my Lord, my trainer, the door of relief through your graciousness. O Lord, if you would like to relieve me, because really I am in the state of desperation, but relieve me and please help me and assist me to be always on the path towards my perfection. You are my Lord.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
Salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
Rabbana.
So the usage of the word Rabb or Ilah or Allah, all these are so meaningful. And we must remember that the A'imma alayhimus salam, the infallible Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, are those who are Umara'ul Kalam. They are the masters of speech. They, when they use every word, there is a lot of meaning. Sometimes they are clusters of meaning. They are different levels of what they are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, we should not interpret it in this exoteric way, the way many people interpret. And that's why we say that when we are asking for relief, we must understand that do we actually need relief? It's only in cases of the physical difficulties that we should ask relief, or in the case of ignorance, in the case of not having attained the higher levels of spiritual perfection. We have been actually brought in this world to attain spiritual perfection. Have we begun our journey, or we are still lingering behind? This is also something that we should worry about. And that's how we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. Open for me, my Lord, the door of relief through your graciousness.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
And then we continue and says, وَكْسِرْ عَنِّي سُلْطَانَ الْهَمِّ بِحَوْلِكَ. Break from me the authority of grief by your strength. Now, Sultan al-Hammi, the authority, or the, we can say, the domination of grief. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to actually emancipate us from this. Why? Because actually grief is something that intercepts a person to do so many things. You will find that one who is in the state of grief cannot engage in ibadat and the different devotions that have been legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially the supererogatory actions. You'll find the person, because of being overcome by grief, he will not be able to engage properly with full attention. Or you'll find that even his interaction with his family, with his children, would not be as anticipated. Or even when he goes to social gatherings, so he will miss out so many things. So this is something that we should actually ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he should actually relieve us from the domination of grief. Now, this grief that is spoken about is ham and not gham. If you remember, we talked about the difference between ham and gham. Both of these are actually rendered to mean grief. But ham is that grief because of thinking about what will transpire, what is anticipated. For example, if somebody threatens you that I'm going to do this and that, and he is a person who is apparently powerful in the government or in a certain place where you are working and so on, so you get worried of what has not yet anticipated, but you are anticipating that. This is known as gham. And a gham is that which has already transpired and you are grieving over that. For example, if a calamity has befallen to you, you start having grief because of that calamity. So this is something which comes, you know, grief is something, this second kind of grief, which is gham, comes after the calamity. And ham is before the calamity. Here we are talking of Sultan al-Ham bitawlik. That means, break from me the authority of grief, that grief which is due to what is anticipated. Inshallah, we'll discuss more about this in our next session. We come to the end of the program. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin.
That was the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Khalfan, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم، عشق و تولای تو را
یا سجاد.